To the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer of the Heart of Giant Nation, Bick Truss. Woo woo. Two guys who, you know, we never substitute ourselves for anybody else or for people who really can't do this. We show up all the time and we podcast. Chris Bisignano. Chris,
I was thinking about putting like a third grade podcast guy in to fill in for me.
How about a wax dummy or a stuffed animal? We can just do that. You know, I'll just talk to nobody, or you can, and we'll drop it and see what happens. You know,
we'll call it a season.
Yeah, that's it, and that's that. You know, because we have no integrity. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
the shield, Jerry. The integrity of the shield.
Right. Says. Yes. I wanted to come on and talk Giants, but I think we should cover the disgrace. I thought it was a disgrace what happened last night. And I think you put it perfectly on Twitter that, look, this is on the Giants. They're 6-10. But you play to win the game. And it stunk last night, man. I had Eagle fan friends, kudos to them, texting me, apologizing. I'm like, you have to apologize to me. But I think they were just like saying, like, I'm so embarrassed of what happened. What'd you think, Chris? What'd you think of that last night?
Yeah. Well, first off, I had a few Eagle fans too. The same thing. They were like, yo, dude, that was a disgrace, you know? Yeah. And then I had the one Buffalo Eagle fan. Well, you know, I'm glad we tanked. We had a higher draft pick. That's probably the same guy. I texted him. I said, you're probably the same guy who threw the snowball at Santa, you know?
Right.
So, look, what I thought about it. First of all, Jerry, you know, I thought you had a good tweet last night too, and you talked about the integrity of Coughlin back in 07.
Right. You know? Right.
So it's, you know, you kind of look at it like, where's the integrity here, Doug, as far as what you're doing right now? I guess obviously we got to get into it, you know.
Yeah.
Look, they're 6-10, the Giants, 31st in the league in offense. Yeah. So you can't blame nobody but yourself. But the problem now, was I angry? No. But I was annoyed last night because if Peterson went into the game, Jerry said, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to do Hurts one half and Sudfeld the other half. And I would have been, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the way he did it.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't kick the field goal. I'll even give you that in a way. Because if Hurts has a good throw, that's a touchdown, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll even give you that somewhat, right?
Right.
But when he brings Sudfeld in, a guy who's been there, what, 3-4 years, you know exactly what you have.
Right.
And then you're going to tell everybody, well, I want to get a look at this guy. Come on, Doug. Everybody knows. He is absolutely zero future in his organization, okay? And it looked like it was me, Jerry. It looked like Peterson was telling Jeffrey Lurie and all them, yeah, I kind of want out.
Yeah, it was. I didn't understand the move. And you bring up a good point. If they score with Hurts there, everybody's happy. Before that, they were on the 34-yard line. And I watched that game like I watched the Giants, you know. They were on the 34-yard line, and then they went back out on the field, and I just thought to myself, Peterson goes for it on fourth down, Chris, like I go for it in Madden, right? Like, oh, yeah. On your own 10-yard line, fourth down? Yeah, go for it. Like, what do you care? That's how he goes. He doesn't care. He's nuts. And they brought him out, and then they got a delay of game penalty, I think, and then they punted. And I'm like, what the hell was that? You had a 51-yard field goal. So when he got down the next series and got down, it was the interception, and he was was that the intercept? Whatever. When he got down to the 4, like you said, I thought, "Wow, he's going for it here." Mm-hmm. I was questioning that, but you're right. If it worked,
Jerry, it's a very valid question.
Right.
Why are you not tying the game up?
Right. And I thought, oh man. And then they put Sudfeld in, and I just thought, wow, you're tanking. And dude, you had a good tweet. This is not on the Eagle players. They did not tank. That defense played their ass off last night. And it's on Peterson. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I thought, wow, is this like Rudy? Am I watching Rudy? Like, you're trying to get Sudfeld in, and you know, you feel bad. He's been trying really hard for 4 years, so you want to get him in. Like, what the hell is this? And it was embarrassing to the league, I thought.
Well, you don't have to use the Rudy reference.
No, I love that movie. No.
You don't have to take a pot shot at me after you got waxed again. You know?
No, when Rudy comes, if you don't cry when he gets the sack, you're dead inside. So.
No, but all kidding aside, look, did you see the look on a lot of those Eagles' faces on the sideline?
Yes. How about Hurts? Okay. Hurts himself.
Hurts. I read his lips once. He goes, he was like, this is effing bull. You know what? I read his lips once.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Two. Okay. Football is a sport where you could lose your career in one play. One play.
Yep.
Football players are not on that field knowing they could blow out a knee. They could maybe, God forbid, an Alex Smith, but you might look, that was a miracle. He came back. Most of you guys don't come back from that. The whole deal, right?
Right.
And then you're going to basically, your head coach is going to tell you, well, you know what? Thanks for sacrificing your body here, Jason Kelce, for 60 minutes. But you know what? I think I'm going to, I really don't care if I win this game.
Right.
So you go tell Jason Kelce that in the locker room, Doug.
Right.
Jalen Hurts. Okay. Looks like this is your future, right? Wentz, Watts out, the whole deal. So the Redskins are playing for the playoffs. Why wouldn't you want Jalen Hurts in there in precious situations just to see a little bit more what you got here? No?
100%. Yeah.
So what is the reasoning here? And that's why people went ballistic. And it's not just Giant fans. Ex-Eagles were on Twitter, social media, saying right. I'm a disgrace to be an Eagle. And that was an absolute disgrace what he did, right?
Right.
Former Giant players, current Giant players are like, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah. And kudos to Seth Joyner, who called it out. And I watched the Philly post game because I wanted to see it. Kudos to him. He's like, I'm embarrassed to be associated with this organization right now. I mean, like you said, everybody's calling it out, dude.
I mean, you know, the way he went about it, it was very, very weird, man.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was talking to somebody last night in a Giant organization, and we were like, he looked like he was coaching to say, you know what, fine, I really don't want to be here next year.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't get it.
But you have to explain this to a bunch, to 53 guys in the locker room
yep.
who put their livelihoods on the line every snap. This right. isn't tennis. This isn't golf, okay?
Right.
You could lose your career on any given play.
Right.
And now you're going to tell them, well, you know, I thought this was the best way to win a game. And then you're going to come out. And you know what, Jerry? I don't know if you noticed. Well, you see everything on Twitter. I'm sure you did. I was actually tweeting at some Philly beat writers too, saying, hey, good job.
Yeah, I did. I saw that. Yeah.
You know,
yep.
There was a couple of guys that were, they were infuriated. They couldn't wait to get to the Zoom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And sure enough, that one guy, Jeff, I forget his last name.
McClain, I think.
Yeah. He I saw him. He was, first he was like, they're not even going to let me in Zoom because they knew, I guess he's pretty tough on
Peterson. Yeah. Yep.
But he did get in.
Yep.
And he was a little combative. Did you hear him?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I watched the Philly post game, like you said, and I was waiting for it because he tweeted something like that. And it said, and next Jeff McClain. And I thought, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. And sure enough, he was basically implying, what were you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You weren't trying to win this game. That's what he was basically implying.
Right.
So, look, was it annoyed? Yeah. And there was people in the Giant organization, Jerry, I know this for a fact. They were really annoyed, dude.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact of, okay, we understand we need help. We understand we're 6-10, but show some integrity here and try to win the game. If you lose, we'll deal with it. But you can't just throw a towel in with some kid you know is not going to score, you know?
Yeah.
And you hand this team the division. And a lot of people really twisted by it. And, Jerry, I could tell you this right now, okay?
Yeah.
It's January 4th. There's some people in that Giant building. Trust me on this one, dude.
Yeah.
They can't wait till the schedule come out. They can't wait to see these guys next year, man, because they're a little pissed.
Yeah.
And they understand, Jerry. I'm sorry, Jerry. Just one second. I'll jump in.
Sure.
And they understand, look, it's our fault, 6-10. They know that. It's not like we finished 10-6 and we needed help and we won the last four games. We understand that, right?
Right.
But I'm just telling you, dude, there's some people that were like, oh, yeah? Well, you know what? We'll see these guys down the road, and we're not going to forget this. And I don't know this for a fact. I don't. Trust me, I'm not making this. I don't know.
Right.
But you could sense being around a guy like Joe Judge all year and the fiery personality that he has, you know he's probably one of them saying, I can't wait to see these guys next year.
Right.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to jump in on your time.
No, It's not nobody's time, dude. This is I put in my column because I wanted to kind of capture the emotion of it, and I flat out said, like, all this did was throw gasoline on a towering inferno of a rivalry. Like, in a way, this was something that's going to really ramp it up over the next at least few years. But I believed every one of your tweets where you said, hey, look, Judge is circling this date. Like, 1-3-21 now is it means something to Giant fans. It's you laid down, Eagles. You laid, at least your organization did, not the players, but whether it's Peterson, whether they said it was Roseman telling him, and I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff, but like you said, maybe it was just Peterson on his own. It's a thing now, and this is ramped up more. And like you said, they have to be circling those dates to play them. And I thought Logan Ryan, you know, signing him was such a good move, and Peter King supposedly wanted a quote from him. And Logan Ryan flat out said, like, you know, you're not going to get a quote from me. Like, you're not going to get anything bombastic from me. You're just going to get, hey, we were 6-10. It is what it is. I don't play for the Eagles. I play for the Giants, and you know, we'll get to it next year. And yeah, that's the right approach. And you know, maybe it comes off like we're bitching for the first 10 minutes of this.
No,
but this was bad.
Yeah, look, me and Jerry are not bitching. We're not crying.
Right.
We know the team was 6-10.
Yeah.
We know you really don't belong in there at 6-10 and all that. I get it. We're just talking about the circumstances, what happened in the fourth quarter of that game.
Right.
And you put out there last night, you know, Coughlin in 07 in a meaningless game. You know, and now I understand the Patriots and all that. You know, I understand he was kind of maybe even praying, hey, they're undefeated. I saw somebody tweet ask, oh, it was a different circumstance on the field. But right. Tell me, Jerry, I think Coughlin still would have played his starters, but he would have came up with a plan, even if he right. wasn't going to go for it against an undefeated team, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure that had something to do with it. We all know that, right?
Yeah, and you know what, dude? You know what else? The Giants actually would have had a decent reason if they said, we're going into the playoffs. That's what matters. We have to rest up and so these guys don't get hurt. And it's funny, like you said that, Chris. I put that tweet out, and all of a sudden I see, I think it was Pat Hanlon put something out and other guys, and I'm like, all right, so it's validated a bit. Like, I thought to myself, did I stretch that analogy a bit? Because the Giants, maybe you could argue, like, they played for to beat the undefeated Patriots. They wanted some momentum. And you always put a tweet out, and you think, was I right there? And then you see other people kind of following it up, and you're thinking, all right, you know what? It's valid, and I'm glad you pointed that out, dude, because I thought the same thing last night.
Yeah, like, I thought it was a very valid tweet.
Yeah.
And Coughlin stated before that game what he was going to do,
yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah.
Right. The whole league wanted the Giants to win, except for New England. You know that, dude.
Right. Yep.
The Miami Dolphins of 72-1. So there was a little pressure on Tom back there, but he said, "Hey, we're going to play our guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to give this a shot.
Right.
And that's what you do on Sundays," he said. "You go out to win the game." Oh, Saturday night, whatever that was. "You go out to win the game."
Yeah.
"And that's going to be our game plan."
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's what he did.
Yeah.
You know, there is integrity in this game. I understand resting starters and the stuff like that. And I get it. But not the way they did it, Jerry. Not the way they did it. It really turned people the wrong way in this league. Very prominent people. And when I bitch you to moaning, it is what it is. We're just saying it like it is.
And we'll remember.
It's very strange what Peterson did,
You
know?
Yep.
And I don't think it was really right. You know, to me, it's like, and you know what, Jerry? Doug Peterson doesn't know me, dude. He doesn't know you. But he's got to look those guys in that locker room in the eye.
Yeah.
And say, well, you know, well, I was coaching to win. And you think a guy like Lane Johnson, well, he's hurt, but
yeah,
Jason Kelce.
Right.
And you know, and guys like Malik Jackson's and guys like Fletcher Cox, even though he didn't play, but you know, they had to roll their eyes going, yeah, okay, Doug, you know?
Right.
You know, these guys, Jerry, these guys are putting their health on the line every damn play. And you got a coach saying, whatever, you know?
And you had Kelce, Zach Ertz, and Carson Wentz all talking to each other on the sidelines till like 1:30 in the morning. And I don't think they were reminiscing about how wonderful the day was, right? No. You know, Zach Ertz, just FYI. Where can you sign? Can I pick you up? Like, let me know. I'll pick you up. You come over to the Giants now. I mean, that's something that could come of this. Like, you just wonder what the repercussions are. Everybody's writing it right away. So this is going to hurt them in free agency. I don't know if that's the case, but I do think there are some talented guys on that team who will say, F this, I'm out of here. That was BS. They saw for what it was. And hopefully that's the case. And, you know, the Giants benefit from it in a small way. But anyway,
Barry, yeah. A question for you, right?
Yeah.
Usually everybody who gets it now, Black Sun. Now it's actually Black Sunday night into Monday now, right?
Yeah, right.
It used to be Black Monday, but now it's like Sunday nights now. You know?
Right.
And then today, you know, obviously Doug Marrone and Anthony Lynn, they get fired in their respective jobs, right?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, Jerry. Mm. Would it, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody who basically is going to get it gets it that Sunday night, Monday. But then there's always that one about 3 days later, right? Mm-hmm. They sit with the organization and then say, you know what? What about this? Oh, I'm going to do it. Nah, you know what? We might. Would it, the point being, Jerry, would it surprise you if they moved on from Peterson about 3 days from now?
No, it wouldn't, because I could see the pressure getting to the organ. Like, it's the number one story in all sports radio right now. And, you know, the shelf life of that is probably about 48 hours, give or take. But it is the number one story, and it is a black mark on that organization. So, no, Chris, it would not stun me. No.
I mean, you know, the Wentz situation, you know, he said the relationship is fractured. It'll never be repaired. And all kinds of stuff coming out. You know, if you're Howie Roseman and you bring a Jason Kelce in and go, Jason, you know, talk about last time. Would you know? And if he turns around and says, well, we got about 8 veterans in this locker room that are pissed off, and we don't, you know, we're having a problem playing for a guy who just did what he did. Hey, you don't know, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean, Jerry?
And you know what, Chris? You know what, Chris? He also pissed off Jalen Hurts, right?
That'll all be forgotten. We understand the offseason, next camp, and all that. But it wouldn't shock me. Wednesday, Thursday, hey, the Eagles have parted ways with Peterson. I'm not specifically because of what happened last night, but the whole picture, you know, the whole body of work, what happened, and a lot of grumbling going on out of there this year and all that. So
right. We'll
see how that plays out.
One more thing about that. Would it stun you if at 6, or they, maybe not at 6, maybe they traded up, that they have an eye on a quarterback and they want one?
It wouldn't stun me, Jerry.
Okay.
It wouldn't stun me.
Right.
I think they like Hurts, but
me too.
Now they have to sit down and decide, well, you know, forget about Wentz. He's gone, you know?
Right.
Wentz is probably going to wind up with Frank Reich over in Indy somehow to make that work. But you know, now they have to decide, well, is this guy our future, you know? And right. If they decide, well, maybe not, then they're going to be in play too for a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't stun me, Jerry. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you look at Hurts and say, okay, we got a guy here, you know, but it wouldn't stun me. No.
Yeah. I 2 weeks ago, I would have said no way. They took him in the second round for a reason, but you never know what these teams are thinking, man. Maybe they saw what they saw from Hurts and they're like, well, you know, not that he's been figured out already. The Washington football team has a good defense and he was running around a lot last night, but I think he passed for like 70 something yards. And last week he came back down to earth a bit against Dallas. But you never know. You never know what they're thinking, man. I don't know. I don't know what the big play was there. If they loved their draft pick at 6, they must have they must have done it for a reason. So
I forgot, Jerry. They got that guy, Sudfeld. I forgot.
That's right. You're right. Yes.
They got a good look at him last night. They decided, yeah, we'll go forward with this guy. Even though we've seen him in practice for the last 4 years, but
yeah, this is the guy.
Let's get a look at him. Let's take a look at him.
Yeah, man, unbelievable.
But let's get, you know, good what, stuff. Folks, that's what it was about. You know, nobody's bitching. Me and Jerry Allen saying we didn't make the playoffs because of Doug Peterson or nothing like that. It is what it is. They're 6-10. They had plenty of opportunities during the season, Jerry, to win that 7th, 8th game, right? You know, especially against the Eagles, right? They blew a big lead against the Eagles. Evan dropped the whole deal, right?
Yep.
I guess we'll touch on Evan as we go into the Dallas game.
Oh, my God.
Poor Evan, too bad, but it is what
such
it is.
Such a good kid, but...
It is what it is. So, but we'll get into the Dallas game. But that's it, right, Jerry? Anything else to say? That's how you feel about the Eagle game?
No.
All that, so.
Yeah, that's it. And I, like I said, there's certain people I got to give credit to. And it's some of the people associated with the Eagles, oddly enough, that are calling it for what it is. So kudos to those guys. So,
yeah. But get into the game yesterday, right, Jerry?
Hey, half the day was good.
Look, here's the story of the game. Graham's defense, right?
Yeah.
80 plays, 305 yards. That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
That's almost impossible.
He saved his best for the last, I thought.
Look, the Cowboys rely on big plays. There was none of that yesterday.
None.
They rely on Zeke. He was no factor.
None.
Cooper, CD, Gallup, there were no factors.
Nothing.
Okay? I thought it was, look, the Giants came out, they go right down the field, Jerry, and of course, then they have problems moving the ball, right?
Yeah, right.
But they did enough offensively. I thought Jones played a heck of a game. I thought the numbers did not dictate how well he played.
Again, when you say it, I feel better about it because I wrote the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, the numbers didn't speak it, but it's the same argument we've made all year. Like, look what's around him. He made Dante Pettis into something. He was cut by the 49ers, who don't exactly have Jefferson and, CeeDee Lamb on their team, right? I mean, right.
Right. Yeah, look, I thought Jones played well. Was he playing possum with us during the week, saying, I'm going to have to stay in the pocket, doesn't look good and all that? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But good. He did admit after the game that, my leg just felt better Saturday and Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. God bless him.
Sure.
You know? But you look at Jones, and the one interception is obviously not his fault.
No.
Right?
Right.
The one fumble, he got credited with the fumble, but I was going to you, Joe. I was texting you.
I know, and everybody disagreed with me. I still don't.
Everybody's up at a booth saying, that was Gallman's fault.
I know, and I felt bad. Like, you text me, like, who was it? And I'm like, I think the handoff was high. And then every response was Gallman. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, and then for some reason, they looked at it in the official scorers booth up there, and they said, it was a little high, so they credit the Jones, you know?
Did you look at it again or no?
Jerry, honestly, I saw it quickly on the screen in the press box,
right. And
that was it, dude. And then that's why I put it out there, help me out. And that's why I text you, like, whose fault was it?
He's going to kill me because I'm sitting there saying it's high. And every 9 out of 10 responses were, nah, that's on Gallman. I still think it was high, but whatever. Go ahead.
So you thought it was on Jones?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, well, guess what? You could be official scorer for the NFL because they thought the same thing.
right.
I honestly, Jerry, I was with you. I thought the handoff was a little high when I first saw it.
Yeah.
And then when I saw quickly on the screen, it looked like it was a little high. But then, it's not like television. They do it 15 times. You keep looking at it.
Right.
They move on to the next play up in the press box. And it was like, okay, I didn't see it again.
Especially if it's bad for the home team. Yes.
No. So I didn't see it. So I really wasn't sure, So anyway, the point being, okay, you could go back and forth whose fault that was, but the interception, was all Evan's fault,
Yeah.
When a quarterback has 12, 13 picks during the season, you can't say, look at this, 13 picks. You got to look at each one, right?
Right.
I thought Jones threw the ball really well at times. I thought Shep, and look, I'm going to say it again. All right, Jerry, I don't care if I say it again.
Yeah, go ahead.
The kid's got balls. Okay.
Yep.
Why? All right, Chris DiOldo. Yeah, but this guy, has barely been walking. I mean, no, let me rephrase that a little bit. He's really been struggling with his health the last 4 or 5 weeks. His legs are really bothering him, and in his hip was killing him. Okay. He was limited in practice.
Yeah.
Really wasn't moving well at all. But when Sunday morning comes, Shep goes, okay, I'm good to go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, he played – I thought his route running yesterday was incredible.
Chris wrote the same exact stuff you're talking about, and I thought he like Jones and Graham, saved their best for the last game of the season. I thought he was absolutely awesome yesterday. 112 yards, 8 receptions, 10 targets, and then the end around – this is why I love Shepard, and we always say – give him someone on the outside who can stretch the field, and the kid's even going to be better. So,
yeah, he's going to get a lot of those one-on-one matchups, and he's a real solid route runner.
Yep,
and he finished really strong. So, the offensive line overall, did a pretty good job.
Played well,
right?
Yep,
did a good job up front.
Yep,
and they ran. Look. They were running the ball in huge chunks in the beginning of the game.
Right.
I was even like, guys, just keep running between the tackles.
I know.
This is not rocket science. I see these guys on film. They give up huge chunks in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Between, I thought Garrett got away from it a little bit at times again, right?
Yeah.
But he should have just kept pounding it until they stopped it.
Right.
But no production out of tight ends. Evan, look, how many times are we going to say it, Jerry, right?
It's maddening.
It's maddening. You just can't. It's just 4 years and it's the same thing. Balls. The one ball led to an interception that got the Cowboys back in the game, right?
It was 20 to 11.
20 to 9, right.
I had 11 in my mind. 20 to 9, and that play would have got him over midfield. You know, this is, you could really put them away, and it gave the Cowboys all the momentum after that.
Yeah, it gave them life.
Yep.
You can't give these teams life. Nope. You know, and they went down and they scored a touchdown, right?
Yep.
Different ball game.
Yep.
So, and then the other one, at that third and long play off his hands.
Right.
You know, and you look at it and you say, well, it's a tough catch. No, listen, no. This is the NFL. You got to make those catches, brother.
Yeah.
Did you see Logan Thomas last night for Washington?
It was a jump ball is all it was.
Okay. The point being, you got to make those plays, man.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll make them, sometimes you don't. I mean, it's just inconsistency. I mean, it's just the same story over and over.
I mean, we had Logan Thomas on our roster, I think, as a quarterback years ago, and now he's a better tight end than our guy. I mean, just listen, man, I know Evan Engram's a good kid. I like him.
It's all about production.
But, I mean, yeah, you got to upgrade tight end, Giants. I mean, they have to. They got to be crazy to go into next season saying he's going to take that next step. Then $6 million hit. And they're not going to cut. They're going to build around. I don't think they're going to get rid of him. But it's a $6 million salary. I think it'd be a zero cap hit because it's that extra year. But whatever, it is what it is. I don't know what they're going to do, but I would move on from Evan Engram, Chris. I've had it.
Oh, so would I. Yeah. You know what? And who knows, Jerry? They might look at the whole body of work this year and say, you know what, we got to move on here. Yeah. You know, we really like him. We really like what he could do, athletic wise and all that, but we got to move on. So we'll see they're going to have off-season meetings now, and they're going to evaluate each and every guy, man. You know?
Right.
And we don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, what you hear back in November, Jerry, could change after something last night and go, well, Jerry, last night somebody put out there on Twitter, I didn't realize it, there was like six interceptions attributed to Evan Engram passes.
I didn't even see that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, holy crap, was it that many? And it's like, that's inexcusable, Jerry.
It really is. It is. And he had two catches for 17 yards in the season's biggest game, and four targets, two catchable balls, that the drops. And it's just, enough's enough. Enough's enough.
Yeah. So the offense did enough, right? They got the 23 points.
Yeah, they did.
I thought 23 might not be enough, but the Pac Ram and the defense did a heck of a job, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Leonard Williams, Jerry, we'll get into the defense. I mean, could we say it anymore?
No.
Leonard Williams, the year he's had.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He was incredible.
So 11 and a half sacks, five hits yesterday, three sacks. The big pressure there when Dalton threw that prayer in the end zone.
Yeah, right.
So he just had a phenomenal year. And look, I'm going to tell everybody, you know, I see people, you know, I barely look. Twitter's. Oh, he disappeared three games. He stinks.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, folks, come on. you just shake your head. Seriously. And, you know, but Leonard Williams validated Gettleman's trade.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Totally.
Totally. And you hope they work something, Jerry. And I got to be honest with you, dude. Even if they tagged him again, I wouldn't even have a problem with it. I really wouldn't. Yeah. Not the way this guy has played.
Chris, hang on 1 second. All right, everybody. A word from our sponsor. And we are back. I wanted to hold that thought because I said, Chris, I mean, you're probably going to think that I'm just writing these articles after we talk. Because I said the same thing, you know, about Leonard Williams. It was the guys that stuck out to me were Jones, Shepard, Williams. And with Williams, you're right. Just even if you can't sign him long term, franchise him again. He has more than earned it, man. It was a pleasure to watch him yesterday. And it was nice to see. And I like that he acknowledged, you know, I don't know who asked him, but I like that he acknowledged, hey, you know, it's gratifying to basically prove Gettleman right in the trade. And good for him, man. I hope he stays a Giant for the next 5 years. He was incredible yesterday. Came up. There's something to be said about guys that come up big when you need them the most. Jones, Shepard, Leonard Williams, and like I said before, Graham seemed to be the ones that just, that was what went right yesterday for me.
Yeah. No question. Look, I know I'm going to put a plug in for my boy, but did you feel pretty comfortable at that CB2 spot with Julian Love over there?
Well, we've been saying it like for 2 years. Like, why are you not trying him there? And I would ask you, yeah, you know, I guess they just don't like him. Well, guys, you got to take, when when a new staff comes on, take what the other staff did and throw it out the window for real, because the kid can play corner. I saw it yesterday. I was like, all right, I'm happy they finally tried it, but could have been earlier in the season. Kid's good. We like him.
Well, he got two looks at the cornerback position, and he and I thought he passed the test with flying colors both times.
Right.
And I'm watching him yesterday. You know, one advantage of being at the game, you know, you could just watch
Focus on one guy. Yep.
In between plays.
Yep.
The way he's moving. Uh-huh. Looking at him on the sidelines, you know, and I just looking at Julian. You know what it reminded me of, Jerry? It reminded me of his Notre Dame day.
Right. Yeah.
He was comfortable on the outside. To me, he was flowing. He looked like he was out there like, yeah, well, this is my position, you know?
Right, right.
And you know what?
Right.
Logan Ryan said it. He said it after the game, Ryan. He says, they asked him, you know, somebody asked him about Love, and he says, well, that looks like the Jim Thorpe guy.
Yeah, it was great. What a great quote.
You know?
Yep.
So, Logan's always good for one or two great ones.
He's awesome. So, love him.
You know, so I thought, you look into next season, and he's a guy that's going to compete, right? Put him out there, let him compete. Whoever they bring, I'm sure they're going to bring in other people, but let him compete, right?
Yeah. It would have been nice to see them try that earlier, because he can play. Kid can play. And I know McKinney wasn't back, so you had him still at safety. But, you know, in training camp, well, was he, when you went, was he at the corner position or was he at safety?
Oh, he was at safety.
Right. Yeah. So there's no excuse there. McKinney was practicing.
Yeah, and you know what? They had other safeties too. I mean, you know, you had Peppers, you had Ryan, you had, Donated for the slot. You had Colbert at times. So you could have still threw Love out there. It was a little mystifying, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, but it is what it is. They did sit down Yidam, obviously, yesterday for Love.
Yeah.
And I think they were pretty satisfied. I really like the way he played on the outside. Now, he could have, part of playing corny, look, you got to get a little better hands maybe, but that's why maybe he's not a receiver, right?
Right.
But he had an opportunity for a pick. You know, it didn't come down with it twice down the last few weeks. But, you know, you're not looking at him saying, oh, my God, he's overmatched, you know.
Yeah, and for me, it moves cornerback, too, a little down the list for me.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it now and say, oh, okay, at least we got a guy that's going to go in there and compete. You know what I mean?
Right.
We might have a guy for next year, right?
Right,
we might have a guy.
Right. It's not as critical to me as wide receiver one and edge rusher right now.
Right.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I was happy with that. Obviously, Xavier McKinney's been getting better every week, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
He had his best game.
Yep.
You know, since he returned yesterday.
Yep.
I told you the kid's always around the ball.
Yep.
And sure enough, you know, Dalton throws that prayer in the end zone.
Yeah.
And who was around the ball?
And he really had two picks. The other one was negated by the Darnay Holmes penalty.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I totally forgot that. And
yeah,
he really had two picks.
Yeah.
I told you this kid is around. He's one of those guys.
Yep.
That's always around the ball. Okay.
Despite what Skip Bayless says, right?
Who?
Exactly.
Jerry, I don't acknowledge guys that don't know the game.
I know, but when McKinney retweeted that, that was great.
Yeah, I'm on Skip Bayless's. These guys don't know the game. I don't care how much money they make, what TV show they're on. They don't know the game. So you know, and Xavier is one of those guys, dude. And everybody got a taste of it yesterday. Like you said, Jerry, he could have easily had two picks.
Yep.
You know, one was negated. That was a good call, but it was negated.
Yeah.
And he was around the prayer in the end zone.
Yeah.
End the game. So Goldman put it on the ground. It looked like it was going to end the game.
Oh, Miracle of the Meadowlands 3.
it was, Jerry, it was pretty funny that you say that, okay?
Yeah.
Because Gallman fumbles the ball, and there was a few people in the press box going, oh, this is worse than Pasarczyk. I was like, no, it ain't.
Right, right, right.
Calm down with that.
Nothing's that bad.
What do you mean? I said, guys, they had no timeouts with Pasarczyk. I said, I was there. Trust me, it wasn't worse than Pasarczyk. Well, this is right up there. I said, whatever way you want. At first, it looked like the Eagles recovered, Jerry. Remember?
The Cowboys, yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, Jerry.
Yeah.
Dallas. All you saw was Dallas guys pointing. I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
This ball.
I know.
But it was a running play to end the game to get that first down. It had nothing to do with Pasarczyk.
Right.
It's not even near the same level. Okay?
Right, right.
But if anybody, you know, doesn't remember or was too young, had us just take it. Pasarczyk should have just took the knee. The game was over. There's no reason for a handoff.
Right.
And he handed off for some reason. This they were looking to get the first down to end it because they had timeouts left.
Right.
Not even on the same level. But when I saw that, I was like, I could not believe that, dude. Yeah. Could not believe it. But it worked out. But Gallman was pretty funny after the game. He was like, I'm sorry for the drama.
Yeah, that was funny. I saw that. Yeah.
But a good way to go into the offseason. Now, momentum of this game means absolutely nothing for next season.
Right.
But, you know, some good things, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Jerry, you know?
Yeah, and McKinney, you know, he's a guy who, once he felt comfortable in the defense, it was going to let his instincts kind of come out now. Like, that's what I was looking forward to next year. And we saw a glimpse of it in Dallas, right? Like, it's almost like, all right, he understands what he's doing now because he just hadn't played. He was out for so long. Now that he's getting more comfortable, now the instincts are taking over and he's gonna be a stud. Like, I was so happy coming out of that game, seeing him make really two plays, getting credit for one. And he led the secondary in tackles, I think, with eight. Yeah. So all around the ball, playmaker. It's fun to have safeties like this, man. We haven't had it in, you know, take your pick. I guess Roll and Phillips were last. And then before that, whatever. Patton and Emlyn Tennell, man. I don't know. Yeah. But it's a fun safety, really, trio now with Logan Ryan and Jabril Peppers, too.
Yeah, and Graham will move him around. You know, and he got Donnie. I thought Donnie Holmes at his 25 snaps played well yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He got caught matched with that penalty.
CD Lamb at times. Yeah. You know? Yep. I thought he did a heck of a job. Now, you know, he's got to clean up some things, you know, with the holds. We understand that. But I thought he did a heck of a job, too.
It was funny, on the drop that CD Lamb had, that critical second down drop on second and goal from the 17 right after Leonard Williams got the sack to push him back.
Yep.
You know, I thought of something that Everson Walls used to say years ago when I was an idiot watching all these NFL specials, whatever you want to call them. And Everson Walls used to say that if you annoy a guy enough during the game, a lot of times he's not ready to catch the ball and he's frustrated. And to me, you just said it about Holmes covering him. That's what I thought of on that play. I thought, yeah, maybe CeeDee Lamb looked up, but he wasn't doing much during the game. And it could have been that Holmes was annoying the crap out of him in the slot all game. And I thought, you know what, like, things like that happen. It's not always luck. It's somebody doing something to a player to kind of get in their head a little bit. So I thought that was a huge drop. And I kind of gave the credit, maybe it's wishful thinking, but I gave that to Darnay Holmes, that drop. Like, he was annoying all game to him.
And Jerry, give it to Xavier McKinney, too.
Right. Yeah, right.
Because Xavier was playing him a lot in the slot, too.
Right.
It wasn't just Holmes. Holmes only played 25 snaps.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point.
It was him and McKinney.
Yeah.
And McKinney was physical with him. Yep. I was watching him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like I said, you know, one advantage of being at the game is that you could focus in on one play, one guy, one matchup if you want.
Right.
But the camera, you know, obviously on TV, the camera's looking at the ball, right? But you could focus on other stuff if you want.
Right.
And a couple of times I saw McKinney, and he was pretty physical with CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
And you're seeing it, folks. You're seeing it now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not just, you know, McKinney's not just a deep safety guy where he's going to make three tackles a game. Maybe he'll get a pick every three games. No, he's going to come up and put a hat on you.
Yeah.
Like you just said, he led the team safeties with, he had eight tackles yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Yep. And trust me, next year, when he's really knowing this system, you're going to see him 8 to 10 tackles a game.
Yeah.
He's going to be putting hats on people. He's going to be around that ball. That's what you got here, brother.
Yep.
And you started seeing it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Loved it. Loved seeing it.
Jabril Peppers today, Jerry, speaking on safeties. I mean, you would think that his dog just died talking to us on Zoom.
Yeah.
Devastated.
Yeah.
About the loss. About what happened in Philly last night, that playoff, no playoffs and all that. Really was upset, man. The guy was just like, I know. It sucks. You know, we're empty the lockers, you know, this time of year. Can't wait to get it back out. We're going to rest up a little bit and get back. You know, you got to see him.
Now, you're not in the locker room this year, but God willing, you're there next year. Do you think Peppers is the kind of guy who's thinking about that Boston Scott play? Is he that guy that's like, you know what, one that got away?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's that type of guy. But there's so many, you know, a lot of these guys that think about, you know, they're thinking about, oh, man, if I would have did this, that's what, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, when you miss the playoffs like that, that's what you look at. Every game that you lost and go, oh, what did I do? You know, well, I could have made this play or that fun. You know what I mean?
Because Leonard Williams, I think, has been, well, you can argue Bradberry too. Leonard Williams is top two guys on this team this year. He had a spectacular year. I'd say Bradberry, Leonard Williams, and oddly enough, Graham Gano have been the three best players for this team.
Don't forget Blake.
Right. Blake Martinez, very good too. But Peppers, to me, comes off like the leader of that team. He comes off like kind of the heart and soul of this defense. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's how it is to me.
You know what? He's got that personality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he'll run through three brick walls to win a game.
Right.
And make a play.
Yep.
So he's one of them, Jerry. You know, Blake is kind of like the leader, right?
Yeah.
But maybe the emotional leader, Jerry, Peppers.
Yeah.
Yep. You get what I'm saying there?
Yep.
Like everybody look like Blake sets it all up. He makes everything run. He's the cap. He's the leader. Like, you understand? But emotional leader, maybe? You know, that guy that's in that huddle saying, let's break this guy's chin strap, all that.
Right.
That's Peppers, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. And that's how it comes off. That's how it comes off from the outside. Saw Tomlinson played well, got a sack, and we don't have to go through every guy on defense, but there was more than just Williams. I mean, it was six sacks. Martinez had one. I think Fackrell had one. It was nice to see him back. It was a real team win, and that's why he felt so good about this team. And look, the Cowboys had their struggles, but we said it from the start of the season, the most talented team in the division, the thing that might keep them back is that, you know, McCarthy was new, and man, did he make a boneheaded non-challenge, I thought. Like, I think everybody thought it, but kudos to the Giants. That's like the Giants. That's why I say, like, we have a guy now who outcoaches other coaches. Like, he just rushed his field goal team onto the field. Like, there's no delaying. Just get out there and kick it. And he never challenged it. I thought if he challenged it, he would have won that one. Pettis's
would have won it.
Yeah, bobble. Would have. Really?
Yeah. Look, and that turned out to be a huge, huge play.
Yeah.
Now, the Cowboys needed six after that, and they didn't get in the end zone.
And that was huge because if you were up one, you knew you were going to lose that game. But being up four, you felt a lot better about it. Not great, but needing a touchdown, you know.
Yeah. And look, Jerry, the beginning of the game, they held them to field goals, you know.
Yep.
And that's what it's about, man. You know, you hold them to field goals, and they did enough offensively. So, hey, look, they got off the schneid against the Eagles this year, right?
Yep.
And they got off the schneid against the Cowboys, finally ending those two ridiculous losing streaks.
Yeah, seven straight games they lost to Dallas.
So not even a plus one column against those two teams, and let's see if they could keep that going next year. 4-2 in the division, Jerry, first time since 2016.
Yep.
That's a plus. You always want to win those division games, come out on top, right?
Yep. Now you just got to work on the rest of the league.
Right. Look, the season, you know, be about a lot of close games. They didn't win beginning of the year. Then they had that little stretch where they got basically just outplayed, you know?
Yeah.
And they rebounded and finished. But is there anybody right now going to debate me on whether or not, you know, this organization is heading in the right direction with the right coach, you know?
Yeah. And Chris, for those of you who are waiting for Gettleman to be fired, we don't see it happening. Please. We don't see it happening. It's not happening.
That ain't happening. So
I did a quick in my column. I did a quick blurb of who we brought in. And even considering the Cam Flemings who were okay, right? McCoy who was okay. When you factor in free agents and the draft picks, his batting average was raised. 6-10. But they were playing for a playoff spot last week of the season, and he only improved on what he did up until if he wasn't fired last year, he improved the team dramatically. So get mad all you want, guys. It's not happening. It isn't happening. So,
yeah. And, you know, Jerry, even a guy like Cam Fleming, you know, he was brought in to be a swing tackle, and he was forced into playing every game.
Right, right.
And you can't look at him and say, oh, he was a disaster right tackle.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
That's not fair.
No, not at all. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to, even if you look at a guy like Fleming, say you discredit Fleming, the Blake Martinez, Bradberry, Logan Ryan, Gano, Fackrell even. I mean, it was a slam dunk, those guys. So.
Yeah. So it was a great job. But as far as Gettleman goes, you know, you can't, you know. So, yeah, no, the organization is going forward, Jerry. Now, the only question in my mind, Jerry, right now, and look, we'll do a podcast Friday. We'll talk, I guess, about the state of the organization, what's going to happen maybe down the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure Gettleman's going to have a presser by then.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, supposedly, they're all talking.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be one of those days. So the only question is going to be, do they move forward with Garrett?
Right.
and it's, you know, because they were 31st, you know, and they did finish, you know, under 300 yards total offense or right around or whatever it was, the final number. And that would be the only question. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just saying that's what they're going to sit down and go, okay, what are we doing offensively?
Do you think it will happen?
Man, you know what? I think it's a good possibility because of the final numbers and Jones did not have a 300. Now, this is an old Garrett. I understand that. But I think it's a possibility that they could part ways. I do. But I don't know that for a fact. I don't know. I'm just saying that's my feeling right now.
There was, I forget what part of the game yesterday, and I took the tweet down because I had the first play of it wrong, but I forget what we were up by, and we ran the ball. We threw three straight passes, but the first one was a quarterback, a designed zone read.
Yeah, I know the series you're talking about.
So I took it down because I'm like, shoot, that's not fair to say that it was three passes in a row. But the play calling yesterday, again, to me, got clunky. It was like you said, like, this isn't rocket science. Stick to the run a bit, and you don't have to sub Alfred Morrison. I like Alfred Morris. We don't have to sub him in all the time and ride Gallman. And I think he's done enough to warrant moving on from him. He's a nice guy, but put it this way, it wouldn't surprise me if they let him go or if they kept him. But I think I think he's done enough to where they should probably move on, even though it means that Jones is going to learn a third system next year. So
yeah, we'll see. They might not want to do that.
Right.
They might feel Garrett's done enough, even though, you know, numbers wise, they might feel Jerry, hey, look, we got to get Jason an offensive line, upgrade offensive line a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got to get him a real weapon.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not Garrett's fault why he's designing plays for Engram and Engram can't hold the ball.
Right.
Yep. You know?
Yeah.
Why guys don't execute certain blocks. We've seen that 1,000 times during the year. You know?
Yeah.
So it's everybody's fault. It's all that. And we'll see which way. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me either way.
Yep.
You know, if there's no question that Garrett's back next year, if you don't become a head coach, if you don't get head coaching opportunities, I'm not going to say, wow, that's a shock. He's back. No way. You know?
Right.
And like you said, Jerry, it's not going to surprise me either if Judge says, I want to kind of move in a different direction here. You know?
Right.
We'll see. It coming up soon, man.
One more question for you, not really Giants related, and I don't want to bring it up, but is there any chance that Devontae Smith falls to 11?
Oh, Jerry, I don't know, man.
Okay. I know it's way very early.
Probably not, dude.
After what I saw the other night, and look, I've seen Alabama, but again, coming up big in big games, it was like, oh, yeah. Wow, this is
I Jerry, this guy's nuts. The kid's probably going to win the Heisman,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't see it, Jerry. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Me neither. I just, I don't want to bring it up, so.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, man.
All right, yeah.
Especially in today's NFL, the way these young receivers are, you know, the things they're doing in this league is incredible, you know?
Yeah. All right, buddy. Anything else you want to cover?
No, that's it, man. So we'll do a podcast Friday, I guess, right? We'll talk about the state of the team, and maybe I'm sure Gettleman's going to be on with us in a few days and talk about what he had to say.
Yep.
And then we're in the off season, man.
We'll probably go once a week in the off season, right? Give or take. Unless something happens, and we'll jump
something
on
happens.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So just know I'll call you at the golf course, right? So I know where to find you.
Probably not in Jack. Oh, you mean in the spring?
Yeah.
I'm actually going out Wednesday, dude.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, I'm actually going out Wednesday. A guy called me and says, there's a golf course in my area that's going to be open. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's in the 40s. It's beautiful.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect golf weather. All right, Giant fans, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, which we will now print later in the week since they lost, we're going to wait and see what's said at the press conferences before we print. And if the Eagles had actually cared last night, we would have printed last night and won. Anyway, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. And download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, we will be back Friday, guys. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.